Peter, can you summarise what you think have been the main achievements, developments over the last 10 years since the first BOAI meeting?
Over the last 10 years, we have made progress on what I think of as all the important fronts. More open access journals, more open access repositories, more open access policies, and better understanding of open access by the relevant stakeholders. And I honestly believe we've made progress on all four fronts, even though I also believe we've made insufficient progress on all four fronts, and there's a long way to go on each.
So on that, you've just sat for 2 days in a meeting which was developing strategies for the way forward for the next 10 years.
Yes.
We came up with a lot of things. Which of those would you pinpoint as being perhaps the most significant ones to put effort into? I'm sure they all are significant, but we have to pick some.
If I had to pick one, it would be the coordinated effort to educate the stakeholders about the issues. Because if we succeed at that, then the others all take care of themselves. We will have more open access journals. We will have more open access repositories. We will have more submissions to those journals. We will have more deposits in those repositories. We will have more policies. We will have more effective implementation of those policies. We will have better spread of best practices. We will have fewer misunderstandings. All the things we need to do can be taken care of if more people have a good understanding of open access. And as I say, the curve is going up on good understanding, but we still have to take a special effort to take that even further. And that's where I would put my top priority.
So, Peter, are you optimistic about the next 10 years that we will achieve those things?
Yes and no. I'm pessimistic because I think we've learned over the last 10 years that educating people about open access is difficult. It's a long, hard slog. We can't just do all faculty at once because they don't act as a block. We can't do all universities or publishers together because they don't act as a block. We have lots of separate conversations to hold with different people around the world. On the other hand, I'm optimistic because educating people is only educating people. It's not overcoming entrenched financial barriers or entrenched cultural obstacles. If we can get, my experience has been over the past 10 years, that when we can get faculty in a room for 5 minutes, we can educate them sufficiently about open access and even inspire and excite them. And that's critical because faculty control the rate of growth in open access. They control it because they decide whether to submit their journals, their articles to open access journals. They decide whether to deposit them in open access repositories, and they decide what to do with their rights. So in a way, we could educate faculty alone and solve the problem. But in fact, I think we can also educate librarians, university administrators, publishers, society managers, funding officers, and legislators and policymakers.